You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. It's time for another Artisan of Michigan visit. This time we go to Detroit. When we talked, the weather was still warm and Babacar Lowe was in his backyard working. Under a tent surrounded by potted plants, he was repairing rattan and wicker furniture, a skill he first encountered in his home country of Senegal.
I did a little bit of weaving, making rattan and bamboo furniture in Africa, just on my spare time. That was my first experience with this. And besides from seeing my grandfather, who was a furniture maker, but regular European style and all that, mostly. And when I came here in the 90s, maybe 2-3 years after, I met an old man that was in Hazel Park, Frank Henry. And that's what he was doing. His business was about caning, wicker furniture and all that. And I started over there as almost like an apprentice, learning mostly from scratch until he retired and I took the business over.
You know, we're in a throwaway society.
Yeah.
You wear out the caning and a cane bottom chair and it gets tossed out. I mean, that's such a waste.
I see that a lot, you know, and it hurts.
Lowe says he used to see chairs put out on the street for trash pickup, and he would take the good ones home, but there are just so many of them. And the fact is, repairing chairs and other furniture is not that cheap.
When I tell people the price to repair it, and they think about how much they pay for the chair, they rather throw it away. So what I'm doing most of the time is antique or valuable that people really have some attachment from family. Those they're willing to pay to have it repaired.
Many, not all, but many of the artisans I've talked with say they like working alone. You can count Lowe among them.
I'm not that sociable, really, when it comes to working. I like my peace and being on my corner doing my work. That's why when you talk about training sometime, it will have to be somebody who can just stay around and watch and learn.
Not be like a reporter and ask a lot of questions.
Not really. I'm not a big fan of reporters, even though I love news. My father was a journalist. I'm not a big talker or answering questions, really. I'm doing my best right now.
I appreciate that. So tell me how people find out about you.
I do a lot of work mostly for company who know me, subcontracting. They do the advertisement and everything. That's most of my business. The rest, I have customers that from word to mouth over the years. And like yesterday, a lady called me. She saw an article that came last year, I think, in the Detroit News about me. And she said she saved the paper, and she called me.
Lowe says his parents wanted him to be a computer programmer. He went to school in France for it, but his heart was not in it. He wanted to work with his hands, work with furniture like his grandfather and his uncle did. He also builds rustic furniture from found wood. We've got some photos on MichiganRadio.org. He'd like to do a lot more of that artwork, but the caning and weaving of chair bottoms, the commercial work, pays the bills. He knows a lot of people would like to turn a hobby into their livelihood, but he says you have to have a certain attitude about it.
If you're into job security, that's fine. You better stick with it. If you're kind of daring and know how to survive, you can start doing something for yourself. You're going to have ups and downs. It's not going to be easy every day. Me on my side, so far, I give thanks.
That's Babacar Lowe with The Wicker Shop in Detroit, our latest Artisan of Michigan.